Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
You cannot see your reflection in boiling water. Similarly, you cannot see the truth in a state of anger. When the water calms, clarity comes. So that's what our children need to learn. Yes, we are here to discuss about anger management and the tips that can help parents to deal with the children who become furious, who are rebellious, who have the fumes of anger at like very small things, very big, or sometimes in big issues, and it becomes hard for parents to deal with such students or such children. And Professor Salman Nakavi is here to help us. Yes, Professor.
Yes, thank you very much. So we were mentioning before also in the previous episodes that we need to understand the problem. We need to find solutions to it. We should think over things. The most important thing in managing our anger is to be able to manage our thoughts and to control our thoughts and our feelings. We shouldn't allow our thoughts to run wild. We shouldn't allow them to go into imaginations and delusions. So we need to be able to control our thoughts and feelings and find solutions. In finding solutions, we need to be to persevere, to struggle, to strive. If we think, as I said, plan beforehand and think over what we're doing in such situations where we are getting into a quarrel, into a conflict and getting angry, there we need to find solutions and then implement those solutions. And if we're not successful, then try again and try another remedy.
Yeah.
So it's all a continuous struggle. We shouldn't be, you know, placid about it. We shouldn't be, you know, just think
disappointed
over...
Disappointed. Like
yes, we should try it again and try to make our spouse or our child understand that, look, we should be able to discuss with each other what the problems are. And if we can't, then we need to be able to, you know, find distractions. We need to find distractions. For example, as we said, that we change our position, we change our take a deep breath. We are able to do meditation and think over what we've been doing. You see the leader of the revolution, Ayatollah Nozma Khamenei, when he prays in the at Maghrib time, between Maghrib prayers and Isha prayers, he takes a long time in meditation and thinking.
All right.
Whoever prays behind him in for the Maghrib prayers, they have said that there's a long gap
Between the Maghrib and Isha prayers.
And we find him to be meditating and thinking and concentrating. So or early in the morning maybe, or late in the night. I mean, you need to be able to meditate. You need to be able to concentrate. You may need to be able to recall what's been happening all the daytime.
Yeah.
All the day. So one of the important traits of a mu'min believer, true faithful, is a person who is able to recall what's happened all the day.
Yeah.
And if he's become angry at something, if he's become he has faced problems, he should think over them and find solutions and remedies, and he doesn't face such a situation again. So there should be, for the next situation, there should be preemption. There should be prevention. Don't get into a situation again and again where you're going to get into a fight, into a quarrel, into a conflict.
Yeah.
And try to understand what the problem is with you, not with the other person. If you change your own behavior, you can change the behavior of the other person.
Exactly.
If you don't get angry, then you're not. The other person will also not get angry.
Exactly. We'll discuss more about this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are helping you today with some of the important tips to teach your children help anger management. It's said that it's better to cry than to be angry, because anger hurts others while tears flow silently through the soul and cleans the heart. And that's what you were saying before going to the break, that it's sometimes don't use words that hurt others. Sometimes keep it within yourselves, and sometimes just it's not very important to express your anger.
So you need to, if you need to direct your anger, you release your anger, carry out activities which release the internal pressures. Exercise is important. The food that we're taking is important. There may be certain issues that can be again rectified and remedied by taking certain medications also, maybe because of the stress factors, depression, things are there which may be, you know, be the hormones which are released, which make us happy, for example, they're not being released properly because dopamine, for example. So need to take some things which increase that state of pleasure and happiness, and becoming, you know, laughing all the time, being able to,
laughing all the time.
Laughing, being happy, pleased with yourself, pleased with others, respecting others. These are thoughts, positive thoughts are coming to you. If you have positive thoughts coming to you, positive feelings coming to you, expression of love and compassion is there, then the anger is managed. And it is important to listen, for example, also, recitation of the Holy Quran, listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran.
All right.
That is very important. Not only reciting it, reciting in a beautiful voice, listening to the recitation of the Quran, listening to the recitation of prayers, supplications, reciting yourself, all of these help you in managing your feelings and your thoughts, and concentration and meditation. The more we do that, the more we are trying to, the spiritual aspects of our life are strengthened. They take us up towards higher goals, towards higher, noble, lofty goals and targets. So if we are able to do that, then we don't get, angered with small and trivial things.
Exactly. And sometimes just to work on taqwa, to be carrying out obligatory and to avoid doing what is forbidden, helps a person live that disciplined life. And according to Islamic teachings, having a life of taqwa can help you be perfectionist in many spheres of the life.
Yes, exactly. So if we're striving all the time to go develop the positive aspects and attributes in ourselves and becoming more godly, more the things like, the things which are pleasing Him, things which are making us close to Him, the more we strive for that, personal, being self-centeredness is it decreases, it diminishes. we try to reach out to something which is absolutely perfect. We want to become godly. تخلقوا بأخلاق الله is important. So the anger management and management of our feelings in general is very important for correct behavior and becoming perfect and controlled in our lives.
Yeah, and we also have many beautiful things in Islamic teachings as well as we'll learn from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it."
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We have Professor Salman Akawi with us. And Professor is helping us with some of the very beautiful tips to help us deal with anger management in our children. And if we teach Quran to our children, Professor said that Quran, being in touch with Quran does help. In fact, we have one of the verses in Surah Ra'd, verse number 28, that it's only the remembrance of Allah that provides calmness to the hearts. And that was one of the tips for anger management. And you can actually tell your children, go and like, you know, go for sujood or like remember Allah in this time if you don't want to talk to us or if you don't want to talk to anyone, rather than breaking things, because that's what children do.
Yes, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, that is important. What is the remembrance of Allah Almighty? It's not just speaking out. It's not just zikr in the sense that you're speaking and pronouncing certain words which make you remember God. Like subhanallah, like alhamdulillah, like la ilaha illallah. It's not just the utterance of these words. Remembrance is more than that. Remembering Allah starts from the thoughts inside you and the feelings inside you. Remembering Allah practically is important. When you, for example, we are asked to go for Friday prayers, Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, go out towards the prayers, zikr ilahi, fas'au ila zikrillah.
Okay.
Go towards the remembrance of Allah. There, zikr ilahi means carrying out the prayers,
right.
Performing the prayers.
Right.
But then it says, when you finish your prayers, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When you come out of that state, and your prayers have finished, then go forth into the land and carry out the deeds that you need to do to earn a living, maybe. But even then, remember God. In doing whatever things that you're supposed to do in life after prayer. So the remembrance should be there all the time. If that remembrance of Allah is instilled in us throughout our lives, through every second of our lives, to every minute of our lives, to every action we perform, and we do it for God, then there's no way that we can become angry. Our anger is only for God.
Yeah.
Our love is only for God. If we love someone, it's because of Allah Almighty. If we hate someone and we are supposed to show anger, it is because for the sake of Allah Almighty.
So there has to be a perfect guideline.
There should be a
criteria.
Our love and hate and anger should be for the sake of. It's not that we're not supposed to be angry. We're supposed to show our anger. Muhammad Rasulullah wallazina ma'ahu ashaddaa 'alal kuffar ruhamaa bainahum.
Except
so our love,
kind our, towards the
kind group. To our own faithful, and we're harsh and hard
towards
upon
the
non-believers.
Yeah, and there's like.
Of course, it's not because we hate them, because we want them to come back to Allah again.
Yeah,
even if we're hard upon the non-believers, we want them to turn back towards Allah.
Exactly. We are actually showing our dissatisfaction with their beliefs, with their thoughts. And that's kind of a thing that we recite in Ziyarat Ashura as well. Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harabun liman harabakum. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.